It's Thursday, March 25th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Shocking news from Nigeria. According to the U.S. Nigeria Law Group, Leah Sheribu has given birth to her second child while in Boko Haram captivity, both of whom were born in the year 2020. On February 19, 2018, at 5:30 p.m., Boko Haram, the Muslim terrorist group, kidnapped 110 schoolgirls from the Government Girls Science and Technical College, located in northeast Nigeria. After a month of negotiations between the Nigerian government and Boko Haram, 104 out of the 105 girls left alive were released from captivity and returned home to their families. The jihadist militant terrorist group kept one girl, 14-year-old Leah Sheribu, who remains in captivity today due to her refusal to deny Christ and convert to Islam. For the past 3 years, she has been held hostage and deemed a, quote, slave for life, end quote, by her captors. Leah has not been allowed any access to family or friends. She has likely been forced to learn Islamic rules and Arabic as the group tries to force her to change to their beliefs. They have also likely used physical torment and mental attacks to try and break her faith in Christ. These kinds of tactics, including beatings, brainwashing, drugging, and sexual abuse, have been commonly reported from women who have escaped Boko Haram captivity. Continue to pray for Leah Sheribu's release. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Following the Monday mass shooting in a Boulder, Colorado supermarket, which claimed the lives of 10 people, President Joe Biden prepares to ban assault rifles, reports CNSNews.com.
I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save the lives in the future and to urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act. We can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country once again. I got that done when I was a senator. It passed. It was law for the longest time, and it brought down these mass killings. We should do it again. We can close the loopholes in our background check system. That's one of the best tools we have right now to prevent gun violence. The United States Senate should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
Sunny Hostin, one of the liberal co-hosts on ABC's The View, said that she feels like a hostage to Americans who own assault rifles and argued that gun control is the only way to stop mass killings like the one that took place at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store.
I don't think we can any longer equate freedom with the unfettered right to own assault rifles. I feel like a hostage right now. I feel like a hostage to the selfish people that insist on owning these types of weapons. You are not a patriot because you think you have the right to own these types of weapons. You are not a patriot. It is time to start talking right now about gun control. That is not about the Constitution. That is not about the Second Amendment.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, accused Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee of playing political theater when they proposed sweeping gun control measures, reports the Boston Globe.
Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater where this committee gets together and proposes a bunch of laws that would do nothing to stop these murders. What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens because that's their political objective. But what they propose, not only does it not reduce crime, it makes it worse. The jurisdictions in this country with the strictest gun control have among the highest rates of crime and murder. When you disarm law-abiding citizens, you make them more likely to be victims. Senator Grassley and I together introduced legislation, Grassley-Cruz, targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms, to put them in prison when they try to illegally buy guns.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate made history, confirming the first so-called transgender person to any president's cabinet. Former Pennsylvania Health Secretary Richard Levine will become the nation's Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. To be clear, Dr. Richard Levine has taken estrogen for years, has chosen mutilating surgeries, dresses like a woman, and now calls himself Rachel Levine. The final vote was 52-48. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine joined all Democrats in supporting Levine. Genesis 1 verse 27 could not be more clear. God created them male and female. And finally, while the rest of the country rallies around Oral Roberts University, cheering on the Cinderella of this year's NCAA basketball tournament, USA Today says the slipper does not fit. They're upset that ORU believes the Bible, reports Family Research Council. Himal Javeri of USA Today is horrified by their biblical standards. She writes, quote, "As part of their honor code, the university requires students to abide by a pledge saying they will not engage in homosexual activity, and they will not be united in marriage other than the marriage between one man and one woman," end quote. Furthermore, she calls the school every nasty adjective in her thesaurus: toxic, morally regressive, prejudiced, homophobic, sexist, transphobic, fundamentalist, and discriminatory. Worse yet, Javeri says that Christians like these kids should not be allowed to compete. She wrote, quote, "The team earned a ticket to the big dance, even though the university's foundations expressly go against the very things the NCAA say they value," end quote. Family Research Council notes that, quote, "If Orthodox Christians do not belong in basketball, why should they be allowed in business, entertainment, education, government, or medicine? If Christianity behind closed doors, on private property, in a private school, is now a target of outrage, where do you draw the line?" End quote. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.